And joining us now to talk about the political dilemmas posed by Iraq is the editor of our partner at Slate Magazine, Jacob Weisberg. He's here with me in the studio. Jacob, welcome back to Culver City.
Thank you, Alex. Pleasure to be here.
Senator Chafee seems to have some questions about the practicality of this June 30th deadline for turning over control to Iraqis. How much of a problem has this become in the last week because of all the fighting and problems in Iraq? And politically, is it possible to extend that deadline?
June 30th has never been a realistic deadline to do anything meaningful. It just got even more implausible. Basically, to oversimplify the situation there a little bit, we've had Sunnis loyal to Saddam Hussein trying to kill the Americans. We now have Shia loyal to Mr. al-Assad trying to kill the Americans. And if we leave or withdraw in any serious way, they'll both start killing each other. So while you could make some kind of symbolic transition on June 30th, it can't really mean anything in terms of a reduced American presence, or it's likely to increase the chaos.
What about this word that General Abizaid wants, a study about the options for bringing more troops, American troops, into Iraq? Politically, isn't that going to be very difficult?
That wasn't something that Karl Rove wanted to hear this week. Ted Kennedy yesterday compared what's happening in Iraq to Vietnam. Now, obviously, it's not on that scale yet, but in terms of us being bogged down in a war that an increasing number of people don't understand, it is a valid comparison, and increasing the troop level summons all of those issues. Again, I think it is going to be very hard. They may need to do it for military reasons. It's extremely difficult for them to do for political reasons.
The Pew Center for People and the Press released a new poll yesterday. It shows that while most Americans still say the war in Iraq is the right decision, only 40% approve of President Bush's handling of the situation there, a big drop from 59% in January.
Well, Alex, I think that reflects not just what's been happening in Fallujah and Sadr City over the last week, but what's been happening here with Richard Clark's testimony before the 9/11 Commission and the issue about Condé Rice testifying. She is going to testify on Thursday. I think there is a diminished sense of confidence in the administration's handling of foreign policy. It's very real. And I think these poll numbers reflect that.
Even if Americans do have doubts about the situation in Iraq and Mr. Bush's handling of it, how well-placed is Senator Kerry for the Democrats to take advantage of that discontent?
Bush's weak numbers also coincide with Kerry sort of going missing for a couple of weeks, first because he was on vacation and then because he had shoulder surgery. So in a way, Bush has hurt himself having the field to himself. What we haven't seen is whether Kerry can help himself, not just by disappearing, but by showing up. I think the strategy of him staying underground for the rest of the campaign is not really a plausible one.
He's got to get out and start saying something and try to seize the moment.
I think that's right, and I think you're going to see him start to do that this week with some speeches he's going to make on the economy. Another challenge for Kerry is that we've just seen some very strong economic numbers for the first time that suggest some job creation finally taking place after 3 years. And Kerry has to counter that in part by making an argument about what he can do to increase jobs and reduce this issue about outsourcing and shipping jobs overseas.
Opinion and analysis from Jacob Weisberg. He's editor of our partner magazine, Slate.com. Jacob, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Alex.